And we are joined by a couple of friends of ours from Northfield Shares, Mr. Paul Thibodeau.
Did I do it right?
Thibodeau?
Yep.
And a new friend, Mr. Paul Thibodeau, and a longtime friend of KYMN, Mar Valdecantos. Hi, Mar.
Hi.
How are you? Thanks for being here at such an early time on Friday morning. We appreciate it. Got out of bed and everything. That's great. We are going to talk about Northfield Shares. Both of you are members of the board. Paul, how long have you been on the board?
6 years now.
6 years? Mar, how long have you been a board member?
I think it's been 2 or 3 years.
Two or three?
Two.
Okay.
2 or 3.
All right. I don't
remember. But it's been a pleasure. It's one of the things I do that I like the most.
That's awesome.
I believe so strongly on our foundation. So.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. How did you get involved with the board and where have you seen some benefits for that?
Well, it was an invitation from Carrie Carroll, that she is the director of the foundation. And she approached me saying, this is my vision for the foundation. I want it to grow in a way that will support eventually all the nonprofits we have in town, all the philanthropy that we have in town. And I thought it was a fantastic idea. And of course, the foundation is growing. Mm-hmm. So it's collecting more funds, more legacy funds,
right.
More the state planning that we all should do.
And we all laugh about it. Yeah.
Yep.
It should go a portion of all of it to Northfield Shares. I mean, it's something that would give back forever mm-hmm. to our community. So yeah. If you love Northfield and you think it's a special community, do that, right? It's an
right.
easy thing to do.
And yes, I joined 6 years ago.
Yeah,
a friend of mine was on the board. He said, oh, come join us. I had just retired from Carleton administrative work. And I said, oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah,
let's join this. And yes, I've enjoyed it ever since.
Right. We were talking before you guys came on that, Paul, you joined, like you said, 6 years ago. And at that point, the amount of endowment in the funds was?
About $4
million. $4 million. And in 6 years, it's grown to?
$10 million now.
So it's basically, since you've been there, it's been $1 million a year.
But I'm not responsible for that.
You can take that responsibility.
Thank you very much. No.
No one's still going to stop you here.
Yeah. No, but it's been through generous gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some estate planning that some people did, leaving monies to the foundation for use in giving grant support to nonprofits in the Northfield area.
Right. And that's where you guys really shine, is supporting the nonprofits. So you support folks like the CAC and
we support any nonprofit, and there's quite a few in the town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've always said you can't throw a rock in Northfield without hitting a good nonprofit.
Yeah. No, I think that Northfield defines the word plethora in terms of nonprofit.
Indeed.
And if you don't know what that means, go look it up. It's many, 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 many.
How much money overall will Northfield Shares give away this year?
Well, this year we have $270,000 that we can give away.
Okay.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And we gave away about the same amount last year.
Okay. All right.
And that's grown over the years.
$270,000 out of
the $10 million.
You were talking a little bit about the endowment, endowed funds, and talk a little bit about that, if you would, Nick. Sort of explain how that all works.
Well, I think one of the easiest examples is that you end up with two colleges in this town.
Yeah.
That have a certain stability granted to them because they have endowments
mm-hmm.
from which they can draw funds through good times and hard times. And the endowed fund, the concept is, it's money you can draw on to support your activity to infinity.
Yeah.
Now, let me take that term out and just sort of say, it's a fund that persists.
Yeah.
And exists.
Right.
And
you're
not seeking funds every year.
Right.
And we will manage the funds to maximize an investment return.
Right.
And that's what Northfield Foundation does as a community foundation.
You know, I've never asked. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Mar. Go ahead.
Well, I think when you talk about endowments, people have always the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they think in terms of, for instance, the colleges or the foundation. Oh, you have an endowment.
Mm-hmm.
get from it. No, you get from what you get from the markets and the growth of the endowment, but not the endowment itself.
Right, sure. Right.
So that's always a confusion.
Yeah, the point is you want to retain that money.
Yep.
So I'll use a hypothetical, that you'll gain 5% per year that you can spend.
Yeah, okay.
Now, some years might be lower because the markets fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, there's going to be an average.
Right. Right.
Like if I look at 10 years right now, we've averaged giving out between 4.5% and 5%.
Right. Okay. All right. So, I mean, Carrie's got some ambitious goals with growth, too.
She does.
Yeah.
We all do.
Which is great.
Yeah. She
absolutely. We all do.
Carrie, of course, being Carrie Carroll, the executive director of Northfield Shares. Something I've never asked her, I don't know if you guys can...
give us a try.
Who is it that manages the funds?
It's locally been managed by what was Carlson Capital Management, okay. Now Sequoia.
Okay.
Because many of their administrators have supported and been central to the creation of the foundation and its maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do one very generous thing. It's one of the pro bono benefits from them that they will waive administrative fee they normally charge in managing the funds.
That's great.
Which is really fantastic.
Yeah.
But we can manage funds from any other source also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not limited in that.
Right.
But they're the ones that are managing it. And it's like thinking about any investment wealth. You'd want to choose a reliable, confidential, responsible group.
Yep.
They will manage funds for growth.
Yep.
And which is what they do.
They seem to be doing a pretty good job from out here. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking with Paul Tipito and Mar Valdecantos from Northfield Shares, the board of Northfield Shares. So, again, we're just kind of sort of getting a bird's eye, like 10-mile view of what Northfield Shares does. Can you talk about some of the funds? Like what's available out there? What are you guys managing? Maybe
you want to do.
Sure. There's so many.
Yeah.
And so one, for instance, I know because as a director of a nonprofit myself, I applied for one of the grants and the money for the grant, which is what ended up being the mural at Just Food.
Mm-hmm.
So it was money from the Nutting Beautification of North Hill Fund. Okay. So that is very specific towards that purpose. So the grant came from that. And we were talking earlier before coming in the air, the work of when COVID hit, and you were talking now, and how the response of the foundation was in that moment. We also got funds at the time, and we created a beautiful program called Necessary Conversations, which was, we brought a person on Zoom from Chile that she could speak Spanish to talk to women about how do you manage stress, your life, how do you navigate this very stressful time with COVID? And it was just magnificent. And it was funded by this rapid response from our foundation.
That's really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is one other element of your funds, is that some of it is for very specific things, but then some of it's unrestricted, as you said.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the unrestricted side?
The unrestricted side at the moment probably has about 5 to 10 sources to it.
Okay.
And it means we can use the funds from those, and it ends up being about $65,000 to $70,000 in a given year to support any nonprofit that submits a grant to us. And by the way, the grant application process opens this June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to ask about that.
Closes on September 5th.
All right.
And the determination we made on grants by early October.
Who's the chair of the grants committee?
Happens to be me. I do not accept bribes.
I was going to say, if anyone wants to butter up Paul.
No. I remain anonymous.
Anyway, back to the unrestricted funds, though.
And the unrestricted funds can help us support any kind of grant application.
Mm-hmm.
We've supported in the past 3 years. Grants from the Healthy Community Initiative, mm-hmm. Community Action Center, United Neighborhood Group, new ventures,
right?
Some with a focus on youth education.
Yeah.
On mental health,
yeah,
in the town,
right.
We've supported Roots House here in town, and I can go on with the examples.
Yeah,
we helped support Laura Baker in a project recently. Yeah. I giving you enough different examples?
No, that's
that's amazing.
Frankly, you could go on. I mean, because the point is that all this important work. We were just joking that, earlier that you can't throw a rock in Northfield without hitting a good. Nonprofit, and all these nonprofits are doing good work. Well, the good work you're doing is supporting that good work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is that's something to hang your hat on.
And the other thing is besides the grants, there's the scholarships.
Those
are also coming from the designated funds, and this is an ongoing. So, for instance, the Pat Lamb and Ellie
Hansen.
This is another one that supports women and high schoolers.
Yeah.
So that's another way of supporting community endeavors.
This is a wonderful example. These were two educators from Carleton,
long-term,
involved in athletics, who were so committed to the vocations for women and what they could do in this country that they left an estate under the management of Northfield Shears. And to this day, they still give scholarships to high school graduates, women in this town who want to go pursue a science and education. They do many other things also.
That's really cool.
That's wonderful.
If somebody wanted to donate and not necessarily set up a fund,
sure,
but like throw some money at Northfield.
We'll accept any money.
Okay.
any level.
What's the best way to do it? Should I come and talk to somebody at Northfield Shears and like figure out which fund I want to do, or can I just write you a blanket check and say, put it wherever?
You can do either one.
Okay.
If you have specific things you'd like to support, we'll talk to you about that. If you just want to contribute, sort of saying, it's a lovely thought, can I add this to an endowment unrestricted to support things?
Yeah.
We'll do that.
All right.
And it could be any amount.
Okay.
All right. So we will welcome, $5 million if you have it in your pocket.
I wish I had that for you.
We'll welcome $100. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll welcome something smaller. It doesn't matter. As I can tell, even students, if you contribute a dollar in a given year,
right,
it's going to help.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it grows, and we just were talking this year more heavily about it. I always forget. Is it the Bridge? What do we call it? The Bridge?
Bridge Builders Society?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The Bridge, which is something that if you give $10,000 to this endeavor, then it will grow. It can go unrestricted. And then you can choose. But open to those smaller gifts. It doesn't have to be, you're a millionaire. No, right. It can be small, and it can be smaller. Mm-hmm. And then you can keep giving, and you decide.
I should ask, what are the size of the grants that Northfield Shares bestows?
Different
amounts.
Because is there, it's what's $65,000 to $70,000, okay?
Okay.
If it's within those unrestricted, we tend to do grants. We've done grants as small as 1,000, as large as 20.
Okay. Mm.
Though in one year we did a 25,000. So it depends on the grants committee evaluation of the value of the request, what it might support.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
So, but we've not done more than 25,000 because we wanted to support as many nonprofits as we could.
And the smallest you generally do is $1,000.
Yeah. Well, we did a innovation in the last year. We've now separated out just a $5,000 out of the total we can give unrestricted to just support small grant requests.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we can let people know we will support some small grant requests.
Okay.
If you just want to test the waters.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've had a request as small as $700, some for $2,000. Mm. And it's people testing the waters. What can I do?
Sure.
Trying to experiment. And we'll encourage that. And we've now told ourselves in any given year, we'll spend up to $5,000 to support small requests that we deem, let's give it a try.
Sure. Okay. So if people want to apply for a grant, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, they go to our website for a start if they want.
Mm-hmm.
If they aren't used to using web, et cetera, they can call the office and we'll give them in paper form the whole application process. Mm-hmm. It outlines what the funds are, what the process is for applying. You don't need a degree in grant application. Right. You can write it in your simple, straightforward language.
All right, all right.
And that need to be a nonprofit, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is great.
Can I be a for-profit that's not turning a profit?
You can be that, but we won't help you. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Sorry about that. Yeah. But yeah, what one of the things that as a nonprofit writing grants, the grant application can be. Oh my! Mm-hmm. You not only that you have to learn the language that you have to use, but the length of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you spend hours and hours filling up, and what bothers me is that sometimes it's 7-10 questions. They all seem the same. You're like, ask 3 or 2, and we're done.
Yeah.
So Northeastern has done a very good job at simplifying that application.
Okay. That's great.
So you don't have to spend so much time.
We even simplified it more this year.
Yeah.
Because applying for a grant can be completely intimidating.
It's the worst. And all that time that you spend writing the grant, knowing that far too well that more than 50% or even 60-70%, you won't get them.
Mm.
So it's time that you're not dedicating to the work that you're doing as a nonprofit.
Right.
And most of the times, nonprofits, I mean, we're not talking HCI and CAC, which are giants, but most of us are very small.
Yeah.
And Northfield says same thing. It's just 3 people managing the office. So it's Carrie, Katie, and John doing this amazing and fantastic job. You don't need this huge team to have a huge impact. So a grant application that is simple, that's so wonderful. Yeah.
So last year we supported 12 different grant applications.
Okay.
12 different groups.
Yep.
And we had about 24 to 26 requests.
Wow. Okay.
So we supported about half.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't fully all the requests. Mm-hmm. In fact, we probably supported 3 of the requests fully.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably supported another 8 requests to at least 50%.
Sure. All right.
If there is a group out there that maybe they haven't formed the nonprofit, but they're in the process of doing so, could they still come to you and apply for a grant, or do they have to be set up as like a 501(c) first? Like, how does that work?
We normally need it to be established as a nonprofit.
Okay. So they got to get all the paperwork and everything ready first.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Because we can't give out a grant
that
suddenly someone says, oh, we have money now, but maybe we can do this as a profit.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they have to be somewhat established first. Yeah.
I'll just put it that way. I'll leave it simple. Like
okay.
That.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Nope. That's good to know.
All right. Well, Paul and Mara, thank you both for being here. I think it's really important every now and then to have a conversation about Northfield Shares that doesn't, include something like Northfield Shares a meal or like just to get a really foundational view of what happens here. So thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.